Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, 'Can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. She's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
Say to everyone. I hope you enjoyed that song. We kind of threw that in at the last moment, and I tell you what, I am moved to tears. It means a lot to me. Independence Day. What is that? Well, it's not barbecues, and it's not fireworks. It's not vacations and beach visits. It's not parades and celebrations. Although these things do, they came after. After a great sacrifice, many sacrifices of our founding fathers, and to many of us, our descendants. We honor this day, as the beginning of our independence from a tyrannical king. The Americas colonists were sick and tired of a king from a palace far, far away, dictating, regulating and mandating their faith, their travel, their lives, their everything. He ruled their lives through fear and brutality. Independence, freedom, liberty didn't just happen with the stroke of a pen. On this day, July 4th, 1776, 56 men signed a Declaration of Independence, a huge grievance against the king, and a separation from his power. This act of bravery was treason against that king. With the stroke of their pens, war began. War was fought and war was won. But it was against impossible odds. The watch care of God had to have been upon those founding fathers. So, let's go back in time. But fast forward after the war for independence was won. The American people, wise from experience, were prepared for the self-government. However, their first constitution, the Article of Confederation, was a failure. Congress had not yet discovered the balance between tyranny and anarchy. Where is modern-day Congress on this today? The entire American experiment was falling to pieces. The unity that existed during the war had all but disappeared. Humans are so short-memoried. And the states treated one another as if they were foreign countries. Such hostility had developed that New England was threatening to secede from the Union, and worse, what was worse yet, the southern states were saying good riddance. The whole civilized world was watching to see if this young nation would survive. From all appearances, each state seemed prepared to go their way. When the Founding Fathers assembled in Philadelphia in May of 1787, it was a frightening experience due to the political weakness that vexed the nation. Fortunately, the states sent 55 of their most outstanding statesmen. Aside George Washington, James Madison was the most important delegate to the convention. Long study had given him an almost prophetic quality. In the months proper to the convention, Madison had requested books from Thomas Jefferson. In response, the books arrived not in ones and twos, but by the hundreds. And the other delegates believed that Madison was the most able among them. His long study and deep understanding of government allowed him to prepare 15 resolutions that were discussed, debated, and essentially became the Constitution. On the opening day of the convention, Madison took a seat at the front of the room to more clearly hear and observe the proceedings. Day after day, for 4 months, one would see him there at the front of the room, bowed over his notes, writing steadily, never absent and exceedingly dedicated. Madison's notes on the debates of the Constitution Convention were carried out with the exactness and meticulous care, giving history a priceless record of proceedings. But such dedication, oft-times, demands a price. During the course of his tireless work, Madison became quite ill. At one point during the convention, he withered to less than 100 pounds. And still he labored on, with a determination to create a constitution for the ages. Do we see such dedication and determination today in our so-called leaders? I don't think so. Tuesday, May 29th, after delegations from 9 states had arrived, Governor Randolph of Virginia arose and introduced the 15 resolves prepared by Mr. Madison. This marked the beginning of a remarkable event that had never before occurred in history. A people sent their best and brightest to unite under one purpose and under one faith to work out their own form of self-government with wisdom and purpose, not by force or conquest. That's way different than today. We're headed into a break, and we will be right back. Keep your food fresh and save money with VacuPack. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Tom Dolder of the Professional Marketing Group offers superior vacuum sealers. Their signature unit, VacuPack Elite, has proven the test of time and will outlast and outperform similar units on the market today. Store items such as coins, collectibles, pictures, silver, or copper with no tarnish, no freezer burn, no moldy cheese, lessen your food waste by 90%. VacuPack protects your food and items from oxidation, mold, and freezer burn. Every unit they sell has an in-house warranty. Plus, Tom offers repair servicing and all accessories. Their motto, if we can't fix it, we don't sell it. Tom Dolder has been providing the best vacuum sealers in the industry for many years. Give Tom a call at 1-800-227-3769 and visit his website, VacuPack.com. That's VacuPack.com. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of My Pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. Rights or entitlements? On Monday, September 17, 1787, 41 of these delegates solemnly met in the East Room of the Independence Hall for the signing. As the convention was coming to a close, George Mason rose to his feet and said, "I would rather cut off my right hand than to put it to this document." But Colonel Mason, Madison pleaded, "Why at this late hour would you not sign it?" "Because it does not have a Bill of Rights." Colonel Mason, "We have not given the federal government enough power to trample our rights." And Mason's answer was classic. "But they will. They always do." This, too, was a concern among the states, and many proposed changes were submitted at the first session of Congress. 12 of the amendments were approved by Congress and submitted to the states. 10 were ratified and became the famous American Bill of Rights. Rights or entitlements? So what do the Democrat Socialists celebrate on such a day as today? They promote and advocate dependence, not independence. Today and tomorrow, my guest is Don Jans. As I was once again reading the history of the men who so bravely dedicated their lives to building a nation, there are a few men I have come acquainted with in this nation through this show that I hold and believe have the spirit of these founders we often speak of. Don Jans is one of these today, who perhaps he's not a founder, but is certainly a man of wisdom and striving to educate others and preserve our nation and its independence and our liberty. We're going to share the truth about rights and entitlements. Don, thank you for taking time out to be my guest on this historic day and on the next day. I appreciate it so much that we can do this two-part. Thank you.
What an honor. What a fantastic opening. I got chills as we were going through it. And then to be even mentioned in the same sentence as those founders. I am really, really humbled. Thank you so much, Beth Ann.
You're more than welcome. Every time we talk, I learn something, and I appreciate it so very much. And we were actually, when I was visiting with Don, talking about a show he's going to be on with me here in a couple of weeks. And I got to thinking, well, you know what? Why don't you just come on with me July 4th and let's talk about this? And he's got a passion. And we started off, of course, you know, we've watched these debates and we've watched these candidates and we've watched Democrats, and they're all talking about what everybody has the right to this, it's a human right to that, and it goes on and on. And Don was talking to me about these rights and entitlements, and I'm going to kind of turn it over to you for a moment and just have you explain to the listeners what rights really are.
Good, thanks. What you went through in the opening, I am sure many, 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 many Americans have never heard. I am sure many, many, many Americans have no idea as to what really went into our founding. You made a couple of comments that really drew my attention, and you talked about God having a hand in our independence. There's a story I want to talk about before I go into the rights and the entitlements.
Absolutely.
When we talk about the United States and the hand of God being involved, we can argue about that, we can debate it, we can go through all these things, but then we have to look at some facts. And the American ragtag army should never, ever have won that war. There's just no way they should have.
I know.
We were on the brink of defeat so many times. And one of the times that really comes to mind is when Washington had taken his army to Long Island. And we can question whether that was a good move or not. It turned out that it was a turning point in the war to a large extent, in that he was pinned down at in the corner of Long Island, right where Brooklyn is. And if you're familiar with that, we know that that's on the harbor, and that there's water all around that area, and that the next day he was going to be defeated, the army was going to be annihilated, and the war would essentially have been over. Not essentially, it would have been over. However, that night a fog comes in. And the fog is such that, of course, when there's fog, you generally don't have any wind. And the ships that the British had were out in the ocean, and they could not come into the harbor to close off any retreat. The fog comes in, and Washington is able to get word over to Manhattan, get everything that will float, and get it over. And, of course, we heard the story then that Washington and the army, they kept the fires burning, but they started to leave Brooklyn and sail on anything they could and go across the harbor to the point where they get down. It's about 7 o'clock, and they're still not done. And generally, the fogs will lift early in the morning. It didn't. It didn't lift until roughly noon. And it lifted shortly after Washington and his horse stepped onto one of these vehicles that would allow him to also go to safety. What happened there, Beth Ann, and I wish people would read that story, what happened there was so much in favor of the American soldiers, of the American colonists, and the different things that came about, that you can only come to the conclusion that the divine hand of God played a role in that escape. It's a marvelous story. And
no,
it gives
absolutely.
You the confidence and the faith that, yes, God did have a hand for us. And it takes us to where we start into entitlements and rights. We were founded on the basis in the Declaration of Independence where we are told that we are endowed by our Creator. Who's our Creator? Creator is God. That we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, rights that can't be taken from us, rights that can't be maneuvered, rights that can't be manipulated. And amongst these rights are the rights, Jefferson said in the Declaration of Independence, the rights to life, to liberty, and to the pursuit of happiness. He puts a phrase in front of that, and he says, these rights are amongst our inalienable rights. So he's implying at that point in time that there are other rights as well. But these are the main rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of property, or the pursuit of happiness. Now, when we read or when we listen to Sam Adams back in 1772, Sam Adams quotes John Locke directly, and John Locke is the one who began this idea of rights coming from God and not from government. And John Adams said, John Locke said, these rights were life, liberty, and property. What Jefferson did is he extended that concept of property so it wouldn't just mean land or houses or tangible properties, but it would also be extended into the rights that we as individuals have to pursue our own happiness, to have the type of career we wish to have a career, to have a life that's not dictated by our birth, because in those days you were born a noble or you were born a commoner or some phrase or some part thereof, and that dictated who you were and what you were. So our rights came from our Creator, not from government, not from man, and the only purpose of government, other than to protect us from outside forces, is to protect those rights. Now we get into what's an entitlement. An entitlement was never, ever mentioned in any of our founding documents. And I say our founding documents, I mean the Declaration, I mean the Constitution, I mean the Bill of Rights. You never, ever, ever, ever find anything relating to or talking about entitlements. That's not to say they weren't discussed. When we read the history, we understand that they were things like that were discussed, and Jefferson came out and he told us, he said, democracy will cease to exist when we take from those who would work and give to those who would not.
And we see that happening today. We're going into a break, Dawn, and when we come back, I want you to finish talking about that. And now I'm going to want to go through these Bill of Rights, and we're going to talk about the rights versus the entitlements in that. I appreciate that. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting with Dawn Janz, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
A Moment from a Founding Father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All-American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. MyPillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All-American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All-American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with John Danz. We're talking about Don Jans. We're visiting about our rights and our entitlements. You know, everybody wants to give you free stuff, and there ain't nothing free. It's going to cost somebody somewhere, and it's going to cost you eventually, because once you become dependent, you lose your independence, and which is what we're supposed to be celebrating today. You know, Don, it always amazes me. I have always had this pride in this nation, and I don't know why. I don't think I grew up any different than anyone else, but it's just something that's always been in me, that I've been proud of this nation. Not everything in this nation. We've had our moments in this nation where we've had things that we didn't need to be proud of. But we're still a young nation in comparison to the other foreign lands around, and we're still suffering through this experiment of our founding fathers, of men ruling themselves instead of being ruled by government, and we seem to be failing again. But I'm going to kind of turn it back over to you, and then I want us to discuss the Bill of Rights one at a time.
Great. Just a quick introduction into that, and your comment on how we're different. We are truly a different country, truly, absolutely different. Our revolution was different. Everything about us is different. When we go back and we study the days of the 1700s and even prior, and in my book, Road to Tyranny, I talk about that a lot. And one of the big differences we have is we were founded on the basis of individualism. In other words, the individual is paramount. The individual can rise to whatever level they want. And we celebrate those individuals being independent, being free thinkers, being idea people, being creators, where prior you were told what you could and couldn't do, and you could not be an individual who left what the collective or the state said you could be. So if the state said you had to be on the farm and you had to be a worker on the farm, then that's what you had to do. If the state said no, you can come in and you can be a part of the bureaucracy, that's what you could do. All of a sudden our country said no, throw that out the window. The individual can determine what they will and will not do. So it was a completely different concept, and this is what has truly, truly set us apart, and this is what the people are arguing about today. The Marxist progressive or the Democrat Party is saying, no, we want to go back to where the government controls what we can and cannot do. And that comes into rights and entitlements. A right is given by God. The only role government has in the right is to protect that right. If I have the right to free speech, Gathan, that does not detract from your right to free speech. If I have the right to life, you don't have to contribute anything to that. You don't take anything from it. You have the same right I have. We're not exchanging anything for my right to life, your right to life, my right to liberty. Your right to liberty. An entitlement is the opposite. In order for an entitlement to exist, there has to be some organization that sets up rules. It sets up qualifications. It sets up ideas as to what you can and you cannot have, such as Social Security. The government has established a rule as to who can and cannot participate, who can and cannot receive. Now, in order to have that right, the government has to, or the organization that's controlling it, has to take from somebody else, such as universal health care. They set up the rules, and then they say, now, in order to provide this right to those we say qualify, we have to take from somebody else so they can have that. That's an entitlement. It is not a right. And what the left has always tried to do is they've always tried to conflate these two ideas. And they always try and tell us that entitlements really are rights. And they do this for two reasons. They do it to get people to accept these so that they can control them. And they do it to put your name on those of us who would go out and say, no, entitlements are entitlements. Now I'm being shamed because I'm being selfish. And so they think this will force us to conform. And so when we look at these, when the entitlements were never a part of our Constitution or part of our founding, Madison said, the government is not to be a charity. So he's saying the government should never, ever be the giver or the organizer of entitlements.
And government can't fix anything.
That's where our differences are.
Yeah, government doesn't fix things.
No,
they're not
going
to fix health care. They're not even approaching it in the way that they could fix health care. They're just trying to... Yeah, it's totally different. And, you know, when you were talking about the stations in life, we're supposed to have moved away from that. And I see some of the arrogance in these elected officials that believe themselves to be above us, their peasants, who they're supposedly supposed to be representing. And that bothers me greatly because, unfortunately, people are kind of accepting some of it. And, you know, they're not above us. They're supposed to be employees for us. They're supposed to be statesmen. In that reading that I had earlier, it talked about they brought in their statesmen. You know, they didn't bring in politicians or just lawyers. They brought in their statesmen. And they care about where they were and where they came from and who they were representing.
this is one of the areas that really separated us at the time we became a nation. When you go back and you look prior to that, you always had government in a sovereign position. You had a king, you had an emperor, you had a czar. What they said was the law.
Yes.
They said, you can think this or you can think that, you can say this or you can say that. That was the law. That's what you could or you could not do. The people, they were servants or serfs or slaves to that sovereign government. And all of a sudden we said, no, that's wrong. We're going to turn this upside down. Now the people will be the sovereign, and the government will be the servant. Jefferson in the Declaration of Independence said, governments are instituted amongst men, and they derive their just power from the consent of the governed who has that superiority. It's the government who has that sovereignty. I mean, it's the government who is a servant. It's the people who have that sovereignty, the people who have that superiority. And this turned the world upside down. This is why the sovereigns in Europe were so upset that the American Revolution had taken place. And the American Revolution was successful because it said, hey, you people, you're now in danger as well. Catherine the Great fretted this idea. She was afraid of this idea. Why? Because all of a sudden, American people said, you're not sovereign, Catherine the Great. Now, she was in Russia, of course, and didn't affect her directly.
What if her people got that idea? Well, here's what it says in the second paragraph of the opening of the Declaration of Independence. It says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. And that's just the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence. We're headed into another break. Oh, my gosh, it's a good thing we lined up two shows for this, Dawn. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're talking about our rights and our independence, and we will be right back. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique Peace Foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets, but up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I hope you're having a wonderful Independence Day. As you get it started, I know you're probably making preparations either to go or to have people over. And so we hope that you have a wonderful day. Don, we've been talking about the rights and we've been talking about the entitlements and these things that we hear every day out of the politicians' mouths. Before I read the First Amendment, and I know we won't get through them all, it's a good thing we booked two shows to do this week, but when I have a little book here called The Citizen's Rule Book, and it has some stories in there, some history, and it talks about the event prior to Patrick Henry's famous speech that included "Give me liberty or give me death." He had witnessed a man being flogged, being whipped, and severely whipped. So when I said in the opening that it was a brutal king, you can believe me that it was a brutal king. He ruled by fear and brutality.
Yes.
So Patrick Henry asked, go ahead, quickly.
No, you're the judge.
Not quickly, but go ahead.
Patrick Henry, reiterate some of his speech at this time? Just a few
sure.
minutes. March 20th, 1775, in a church in Richmond, Virginia, Patrick Henry stood before his peers and he said, "Is life so dear? Is peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others might choose, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death."
He witnessed this man being flogged, being whipped, and the man did die from his beating. But Patrick Henry said, "What did this man do to deserve this punishment? And the answer was, he refused to take a license from the king to preach. He refused to take a license from the king to preach. He was a preacher. He was a minister. And he was flogged to death because he didn't say the words or preach the words that the king wanted him to preach. And so we go to our First Amendment. Freedom of religion, speech, and the press. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment or religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Now, there was a whole lot in that First Amendment.
Incredible.
And here we see people fighting over religion, over crosses on graves and cemeteries, over prayers in school, and this and that. And it is obvious to me when it says, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. The phrase separation of church and state is a fake phrase. It never existed as it is given to us. It was only in a letter, if I remember correctly, and it wasn't about keeping, it was about keeping, yes, it was about keeping the federal government out of the church, not the church out of the federal government, or the church out of public eye. And so I'm going to kind of let you reiterate on this. We are in final segment, so we'll get to all these on tomorrow's show.
This is so critical. First of all, this is not freedom from religion.
Absolutely.
It's freedom of religion. Why was this even put into our Bill of Rights? And this is really the first right put into our Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
We have to remember in those days, and this goes back to Henry VIII, he established the Church of England. The Church of England was a part of the English government. It was a part of government. We were colonies of the UK or England, Great Britain. We were colonies of that. Many of the colonies adopted the Church of England as a colony or a state religion. There were five of them, I believe. Some of the colonies actually adopted a different religion as a state or a church religion. And that meant that you had to preach, you had to adhere to the rules of that church, and the state actually collected taxes from everybody and paid the employees of that church. And this is what this is what our founders said. No, this is not going to happen. We will not have any nationally established religion. So our federal government cannot say that we are going to establish a church like Islam, like Turkey does, like Saudi Arabia does, like Iran does. We're not going to be like England and have the Church of England as our established religion. Then it goes on to say, and this is so critical, Bethann, we can't establish a religion, but the federal government can't prohibit us practicing our religion. So they can't come in and say, because you believe in the Bible and you don't believe in gay marriage, you have to perform an act that violates your religious belief. That's what our First Amendment says. The government can't force us to do that. And we've turned this upside down a million times over. And it's become exactly the opposite of what our founders intended, for we have now established secularism as our state religion, as our national religion, and said that we, the government, can direct everybody else how they can practice their own religions.
And we're about out of time. It also goes into the speech, the freedom of speech and the press, and then the petition to for the people to peaceably. You've got to remember that peaceably. We've recently had so many attacks on journalists, those that are out there in the crowd, and Antifa has been brutally attacking them and beating them up and giving them head wounds, and it's just getting absolutely ridiculous. Well, that's not a peaceable assembly. And so we're going to continue this conversation tomorrow, and we're going to talk about the rest of these Bill of Rights. And I want to get into the free press so that we can talk about that again, too. And we'll be right back tomorrow. Stay tuned, and we hope you have a wonderful day with your family and your friends as you celebrate Independence Day.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit. Proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.